Blog Talk Radio.
Gorgeous over here.
Great breaking of fall. I love it. Just so you guys who haven't listened to us before know what we're about, this show is going to be on every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to be offering a myriad of spiritual and metaphysical insights to help and guide you in your day-to-day living. Topics here will include and are not at all limited to spirit messages and guidance, psychic and mediumship chats, alternative medical healing modalities. We're having monthly meditations, which tonight is the first of our monthly meditations here. We'll be talking about chakras. That's next week, as a matter of fact, Chakras 101, gemstones, tarot, runes, old methods of divination, astrology, numerology, animal communication, and more. And we will have special guests from time to time as well. So we invite you to join us. And if you called in and would like to speak with us or have any questions or comments, please make sure that you hit the number one on your telephone keypad so we get an indication that you'd like to speak to us. Sorry. That you'd like to speak to us and that you're not just listening in via telephone, because you can listen in via telephone. You can listen in via Skype. You can also click on the link if you see it in the marquee around Facebook or other social media. And then you can listen in that way. But we need you to hit the one so we know that you want to speak to us or ask us something. And you guys in the chat room, whoever is in the chat room, I will be managing that and popping in from time to time to see if you have any questions, comments, or anything there. And so hello, everybody in the chat room. So this evening, Winterbrook is going to do a lovely meditation. Winterbrook, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, basically, I just allow spirit to come through me. And the meditation is meant to help relax you, heal anything within you, and enable you to feel more focused and uplifted. And for those of you that are very concerned tonight, whether you're located in the southeast, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, or those of you that are worried about people located there, as well as from the Caribbean, this should help a little bit in just kind of easing the emotional distress people may be feeling concerning Hurricane Matthew. So it's a perfect night for a meditation. Whenever
Definitely.
You're ready, I'll begin.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we have everybody here. I wouldn't want anybody to miss out on the meditation because they were like, 5 or 10 minutes late. But and mentioning that on about Hurricane Matthew, it's really, this is very heavy magnitude hurricane. And even people who down in Florida have weathered through many hurricanes are kind of, very apprehensive about this one. I know I have many friends in Florida, all over Florida. Thankfully, most of my friends are on the west side, but I do have some friends over on the east side. I'm very worried about my friends in Boca because it seems to be heading very much so for that area. But and we also, if you guys are online and you know about my page, Reiki Ward, we have all our Reiki practitioners, and this has been for the past couple of days. We have all the Reiki practitioners sending Reiki in prayers to the hurricane to try and push it out further to sea, push it further east. We've been successful with this twice before with hurricanes, and hopefully we'll be successful yet again. So just a reminder to the couple of people who've joined us just now, if you have a question or you'd like to comment, please hit the number one button on your keypad and we will get to you before the end of the show. And right now, we're going to start off with this meditation as soon as I find the music. Okay. And I forgot what I called it. Ready to go, Rose. Oh, here we are. All right, so now we're going to start off our meditation with Winterbrook. Everybody just take some deep breaths to begin with, to center and calm yourself. And we'll start momentarily.
Okay, I'm going to take it over from here. So everyone find a nice, comfortable position. Whether you're sitting in a chair, on a bed, or perhaps sitting on the floor. Maybe turn the music down a little. Now let's start with 3 cleansing breaths. On the inhale, I would like you to visualize white light entering with the breath. And on the exhale, I would like you to release any tension, tightness, or discomfort you may be holding. So beginning with the first cleansing breath, see the breath and the light enter through your nose, filling your head, neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. As you exhale, release any tightness or tension you may be holding in that part of your body. On the second cleansing breath, Bring the breath and the light within, seeing your chest fill with the light, your lungs, your heart, intestines, stomach, hips, and back. And as you exhale, release any tension or tightness you may have been holding in that part of your body. On the third cleansing breath, see the breath and the light enter, this time seeing the light fill your buttocks, your thighs, your knees, calves, ankles, and feet. And as you exhale, release any tension or tightness you may have been holding in that part of your body. Now take a moment and scan your individual body for any residual areas of discomfort. And should you become aware of any, allow the light, the divine healing light, to enter upon that area to soothe, relax, and heal. For when we achieve our most relaxed physical state, we become enhanced vehicles for spirit to come and blend with us. Now, having achieved the most relaxed physical state you can at this moment, bring your awareness to the bottoms of your feet and imagine, if you will, roots like the roots of a tree beginning to grow out from the bottoms of your feet and down through your floor, the basement of the building, and into Mother Earth. Allow these roots to grow very deep. And as they grow deeply, allow them to sprout branches that grow wide. And as these roots and these branches grow in Mother Earth, begin to notice they are blending with her energy and her groundedness. Begin to become aware that Mother Earth has begun to send you beautiful, healing, grounding energy. The energy slowly moves up those roots, and as it does, it nurtures every part of you and every extension that you have imagined to be. Take in the nurturing and the nourishment. Feel more connected to the earth. As the energy spirals slowly upward, it enters through the bottoms of your feet, rising up through your legs, and reaching your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. The earth energy enfolds the root chakra, fills it and cleanses it, harmonizes and balances it. The root chakra responds by opening and emitting a beautiful, bold, red light. But the Mother Earth energy does not stop there. She continues her loving spiral ascent upward, reaching your sacral chakra, located just below your belly button. And she also enfolds this chakra, filling, cleansing, balancing, and bringing it into harmony as well. The sacral chakra responds by opening and shining forth a bold orange beam of light. The Mother Earth energy continues her spiral ascent, reaching your solar plexus chakra, which is located just above the belly button. She enfolds that chakra, fills it, nourishes it, and cleanses it, that chakra opens and allows a brilliant yellow light to shine forth. You begin to become aware that your lower chakras are now in alignment, and it feels better and more true to your genuine self. So knowing all is well, you turn your attention to a point above your head where you see a beautiful white shimmering light descending from the heavens, the light of the divine. And this light descends down and enters into your crown chakra, which is located above your head. And as it enters, the crown chakra rejoices and opens, allowing a strong violet light to shine forth. And as that all occurs, you feel a shift in your own vibration and your own consciousness. You feel strongly connected to your higher self. But you allow the divine light to continue its path, surging downward till it reaches your third eye or brow chakra, enfolding that chakra, filling it, cleansing it. That chakra too rejoices by opening and emitting a strong beam of indigo light. And with that chakra opening, you once again feel yourself raised in vibration and awareness. And the white light from the divine continues down until it reaches your throat chakra, enfolding, cleansing, energizing that center of communication. And that chakra responds by opening and shining a beautiful light blue beam of light. And the white light from above continues until it reaches your heart chakra. It enfolds that chakra, fills that chakra, heals that chakra. And that chakra opens and allows a strong beam of emerald light to shine forth. And as all of that is occurring, the Mother Earth energy has slowly risen to where she too meets the heart chakra. And she begins to send her energy within the heart chakra, meeting the divine energy and that energy which is uniquely your own. The three energies blend and meld, creating a new energy, one full of vitality, strength, clarity, and this energy begins to expand from outside your heart chakra, filling your entire body and extending beyond into your auric bodies. You take a breath and visualize all of this going on, and once again are reminded of your brilliance. For you are a spark of the divine. Allow yourself to appreciate your true nature, that of a loving, kind, compassionate being, having experiences here on the earth plane. Feeling elevated and uplifted, allow your imagination to soar and begin to lift. Allow yourself to float upwards. Become aware of the presence of a loving being, one of your guides. Perhaps it's an angel, perhaps it's a teacher, or perhaps it's one of your deceased loved ones. It's someone that holds unconditional love for you, and you begin to feel them stepping closer and just enfold you with that love. Feel that blanket of love and security and protection they offer you. Absorb it. Now you and your loved ones begin to float or gently fly. And you feel yourself being taken to a beautiful, magical place. As you gently sit down on the ground of this beautiful, magical place, you find you have been brought to a garden. And around the garden is a beautiful wall. And embedded in the wall are beautiful crystals and gemstones, all different colors, all different vibrations. There are lovely flowers, many roses, and other flowers. See if you can notice what type of flowers or perhaps what color flowers. Are you aware of any beautiful fragrances coming from these flowers? You notice a bench and your guide or loved one beckons you to come and sit on the bench that has been prepared just for you. You begin to understand that this is your secret garden. This is a place that you create, a place that brings you fear, that brings you relaxation, a release from fear, a feeling of comfort, serenity, and tranquility. Have you created a little waterfall in your garden, or perhaps a little bird bath where the birds can come? You may create your secret garden as you wish. The loving one that is with you wishes to convey just one word of encouragement. Allow yourself to receive that one word. Now, as you have received the word, understand if nothing came to you in your consciousness, it has been given to you in your subconscious, and you shall receive it, if not now, then at a later time, it has been given. Allow yourself once again to absorb the peace and the tranquility of this place. Take another look in your mind's eye of the walls with the gemstones, of the beautiful flowers, and of anything else you've created in this secret garden of yours. Hold the vision of this place and see it enfolded in a white ball of light and placed into your hands. Place your hands on your heart chakra and save the memory of this place deep within your heart center, this place of peace, tranquility, and unconditional love. Know that you may return here anytime you wish. If you are uncertain of how to return, look within your heart center or ask your guide or angel or loved one who brought you here simply to bring you back. And with that, allow that being now to step back into your energy and enfold you with their beautiful, loving, protective energy. Feeling safe and secure, begin to feel yourself rise up as you begin the journey back to your physical body. Feeling perfectly safe and protected in the arms of your loved one. Begin to feel your energy returning to your physical body and into the present moment. Begin again to be aware of your feet and notice that the roots you've created at the onset of the journey are still there. Your connection to Mother Earth is still there, and she is still sending you her nurturing, loving energy. You feel your energy filling up your physical body, but you feel far more relaxed and at ease. You begin to become aware of your physical surroundings, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, perhaps taking a nice centering breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring your attention back to the wisdom of spirit with Rose and Winterbrook. And thank you for allowing me to accompany you on this beautiful journey. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that meditation. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Winterbrook. Okay, now, I just realized at the outset I didn't give you guys information, so I'm just going to give you the information now before we proceed. I am an internationally known psychic medium, and I've been a professional psychic for over 30 years. And if you would like to contact me, you can visit my website, which is readingswithrose.com, and check out the website, drop me a line, email me at readingswithrose@gmail.com. And my partner here, Winterbrook, is a certified medium who has given public demonstrations of mediumship in the U.S. and internationally. Her program on mediumship is a recommended program among Long Island Public Libraries. In her work as a psychic medium, Winterbrook has made thousands of connections for people with their loved ones in the spirit world, as well as provided life guidance. She has an active private clientele and teaches psychic mediumship development courses throughout the year. She's a Reiki master teacher as well. And I forgot to tell you guys, I'm a Reiki master teacher and Sheehan also. And I'm a love ambassador for the Love Foundation. You can find Winterbrook at www.winterbrookmedium.com and in almost any library on Long Island.
my website is still under construction, and my web design fellow is right in the path of Matthew, so there might be a slight delay in him finishing up, so that the spacing and such is a little off. If you go to my website, it may not look completely finished. And being that I'm OCD and an attorney, I have to dot the I's, cross the T's, so this is like nails on a chalkboard for me. But, you know, hey, practice is patience, right?
Keep breathing. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. So definitely check us out, drop us a line, and we thank you all for calling in. We are going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back taking your calls. So hang on. Here we go. Quickie break. Maybe not.
You're listening to Wisdom of Spirit with Rosen Winterbrook on the Seika Network on blogtalkradio.com. Blessings be with you today and always.
Hello. Yes, my name is Yvonne. Thank you for
Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Rose and Winterbrook. This is my first time coming into your program.
Well,
beautiful
welcome.
Music. I love the introduction to your show. The music is so soothing, mellow.
Thank you. That music by Diane Arkenstone. She's a friend of mine, and she writes beautiful music, so check her out. Diane Arkenstone.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. I will.
So,
yes.
What can we do for you, Yvonne?
Well, I guess let's see if we could connect to my spirit guide and see what kind of message or information I can receive from them.
Okay.
Sounds good. Rose, you want to take it or you want me?
Connect to I defer to you, Miss Winterbrook. You go
sure.
Give it a go.
Thank you. Okay, so Yvonne, right away I'm getting a male energy. You know you have more than one spirit guide, yes?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Okay, and are you familiar? Do you know your guides?
Well, I have one named Echo, but that's...
Well, that's okay. You don't need to tell me who they are. I just wanted to know if you were. Okay, so you've had connection with them. Super. So what I'm getting from this guide is a kind of a bluish color and a male energy. So he's presenting himself as male. And I feel that he is presenting himself dark-skinned, rather tall, learned man when he was here on Earth.
Oh.
Now, he's saying that you need to get back into the practice.
Okay.
Do you pray a lot?
Well,
because I feel like
I guess...
did, and you've been, that's one of your practices of spirituality. This is the
absolutely
impression I'm getting.
True.
Okay,
that's true,
and
I do.
All right, that is a wonderful
candle.
Way to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be a fantastic way, and it really benefited you because you tend to worry about things. Okay, so praying is an active way. It's for you to keep your mind busy, and it helps you connect with the divine. It does raise your vibration, and it pulls you out of that worry energy.
Okay.
Meditation is lovely, too, but you have a difficult time meditating, your guide is telling me. You have a
so true.
Okay, so you can raise your vibration and your consciousness by praying. All right, and it could be the formal prayers that maybe you learned as a child, or it can just be from the heart, and then take spaces of time to allow spirit to respond or let the divine force respond. That will assist in raising your vibration. It's going to open up your consciousness, and you are clairvoyant, yes?
Yes,
okay.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Not like you guys.
That's okay. Well, I practice a lot. I didn't do this for 30 years, so I got lots of time to catch up on. But your guide is saying that because you get yourself so frustrated, you give up too easily because you're not being able to achieve the state in meditation. So he's suggesting go back to your practice of prayer you know, and after you say a prayer or two, feel the love of God go surging within you and allow yourself to quiet, your clairvoyance will open up. Okay?
Okay.
And you'll
I
be more connected. So that's
yes.
that's the message that your guide would like me to pass on to you with many blessings.
Oh. Okay, great. Okay. Can I ask another question?
We're just going to...
We have a long list, Speedy. I'm sorry. We can only do one question per caller.
I totally understand because I don't like anybody hogging when there's other people waiting. Thank you. Okay, thank you so
you
much.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling.
Thank you. Very grateful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Okay.
I-91, so while we're when you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook, who are we speaking with?
Hello, Rose. Hi, Winterbrook. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Thanks for calling and listening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I actually enjoyed the last reading, so I think I'm going to change my question and ask, is there a message from my spirit guide?
Well, I think I have your father standing here. Would you understand a dad in spirit?
Yes, my father is in spirit.
So would it be all right if I brought him through? Because he's holding his hat, looking like, gee, I really wanted to come through, but she's asking for her spirit guide. I'm kind of getting that. So may I bring your dad through?
Definitely. Very, very definitely.
Okay. So the first thing I see with your dad is that he was about 5'8" to 5'10". Do you remember him to be that height when he was here on Earth?
Yes.
Terrific. And I see he was, he was a thin man. We'll just put it to you that way. Regular to thin. He wasn't fat. And I feel that, like, just the way he approached me just now, being kind of, like, quiet, he wasn't too aggressive. He had a gentle energy about him. Like, he did make himself known that, gee, he'd like to come through, but he did it in a very humble way. Does that remind you of Dad when he was here?
No, but I can see why he had gotten that way on the other side.
Okay, so you can understand my impressions of him that way. Super. What he's saying, and I also see him dressed in a suit, and I feel that that was associated with what he did for work, as opposed to like a plumber. I see him in a suit.
Well, that's not accurate, but maybe he wanted to dress that way.
Okay, so I don't know. He's presenting himself in a suit. So oftentimes for me, that's a symbol of a professional job as opposed to, you know, union, carpenter, electric,
mm-hmm.
electrician, et cetera. But anyway, I'll put that aside. So he's stepping forward first to say, to convey that he loves you. Mm-hmm. There is an apology coming through. He's continuing to grow.
Mm-hmm.
He's been helping you with that little issue that's going on at home. Would there be a young person at home?
No.
All right, because I feel like he's referring to a younger person, like if you had a child or a nephew. That's what I feel like he's conveying in this message. He's been helping you with that situation, that issue at home.
There may be situations at home, but it has nothing to do with a child.
Oh, a younger person, though. I don't.
Or a younger
need,
person.
Okay, because it doesn't need to be a 9-year-old, but I felt it was somebody younger than you. Okay, so he is saying that he's been assisting, and he wants you to know that it's going to work out, not completely the way you'd like it to work out, but things are going to improve, and you need to let go of the expectations or what, you know, the outcome that you were hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may not, it's not going to get to that, but it is going to improve. And
okay.
You'll be at that time, you'll have more facts and knowledge, which you will then use to consider what you want to do and what your path is going to be going forward. But just give it a little bit of time because there's more information. There's a change of behavior that's going to happen. Don't make your decision too quick, before the right time.
Does it have to do with a sibling, I mean, who would be around my age and not a younger person?
Is this like a younger sibling?
No.
Is this person, all right, how about is this person, you know, like some people are more mature than others? Would this be like, would this person have like an immature personality?
Not to an outsider.
All right, then I'm not going to make it fit because I felt younger, but that could, you know, mean emotionally or maturity-wise. But I'm not going to try to make it fit. That's what I had gotten. So basically, more patience on your part because there's going to be more information that may affect the way you want to choose to proceed.
Okay.
All right, so
I
hope that's helped.
I'll think it through, and I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Take care.
Thanks for calling, Ellen. Yeah, sometimes you get that psychic amnesia where maybe 2 days from today it'll hit you and you'll go, oh, that's what she was talking about. So, yeah.
Great.
Thank you for calling so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, 732, we have a Joycey person on the line. Who are we speaking with? Area 732, you're on the line with Rose and Winterbrook.
Would that be me?
If you're 732, yes.
Yes, I am. My name's Tina. I just wanted to know if there was any messages from family members.
Any messages from a family member?
Loved ones that passed, yes.
Okay, again, I'm going to give this over to you, Winterbrook. You are the expert medium here.
Oh, boy. Okay, I have a female stepping forward, Tina. I got to go with the grandmother.
She's a pushy one.
Is she? Okay, well, she's the one that's stepping forward. I want to put this grandmother was short when she was here. I want to put her like between, I almost want to say 5'4", but maybe even a little shorter than that. Okay. And I want to put, this is Dad's mom?
Yeah, it would be Dad's mom.
Okay. And, yeah, I feel she could be very demonstrative with her hands, too. When she wanted to make a point, she made a point when she was here on the earth plane. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's getting a little impatient, but she was impatient when she was here, so it's part of her personality. What she's impatient about is she wants you to put your foot down. When are you going to, you know, put your foot down and stop taking the garbage is the kind of what's coming through. So I have the impression somebody in your life has been giving you a little bit of a headache.
Yeah.
Okay. So grandma's coming in to say you don't need to take that. All right. It's showing, you know, to put a boundary up and not allow disrespectful behavior. You know, that you can do that. And she's going to help you. If you feel your knees starting to waffle because you don't, maybe you don't want to take, if you're the kind of person that doesn't like adversity, she's going to kind of step in to help you stand your ground, as she puts it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this something that you're getting that's like work-related or that's something that's more socially related?
I didn't go on where it's coming from. She just started telling me that somebody is treating you disrespectfully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't
I
have
get
to take it.
The male member of your family could be a sibling, a cousin, something. It's a younger male in your family.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay, so grandma, having delivered her message, just wants to say a couple more things because your grandmother liked to talk. She's actually showing me the long telephone wire. remember the old way? So she, before cell phones even existed, she carried the, she walked around the house with the phone to her ear. Do you remember Grandma was quite the social butterfly with the telephone and talking?
You know, it's funny. I actually never met her, but every time I talk to a psychic, my grandmother comes in and doesn't let anybody else in.
Okay, well, there you go. She's still the same way. Did you get stories from Dad, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's very, very proud of you. Now, she's telling me that you had to go overcome some adversity, like between the ages of 15 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And she said she had your back the whole time. She needs to reassure you that she's got your back, okay? And she wants you to put your head up, stand up straight, hold your head up high, and know how beautiful you are and how wonderful you are. You are the apple of this grandmother's eye. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Do not let anybody speak disrespectfully or down to you. This is Grandma's coming through extremely strong on this. I have a feeling if she were here on the earth plane, present, when somebody talked to you disrespectfully, there'd be a wooden spoon and either on their butt or a hand across their mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So Grandma just wants, you know, to make sure that you are treated like the princess or the lady you are in her eyes. So I'm going to leave your grandma with you with a whole lot of love and the knowledge that she still walks with you and will step in to assist you in those times that are a little stressful for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. You women
thank
have
you,
a very great show.
Thank
and
you.
I want to thank my friend Danielle who told me about it. She's also listening.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks for calling in, Tina. Have a great evening. Hi, 917. You're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook. Who are we speaking to?
Happy Thursday, beautiful people. My name is Tina. How are you?
Oh, it's another Tina. Great. How are you, Tina? Thanks for calling.
I'm excellent. And you? Thank you guys for having your show today. Oh, that meditation. Oh, that was a free massage. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Real, very relaxed. Yes, hi. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Robert.
So I'll leave that one to Rose.
Thank you.
Boyfriend Robert?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what do we want to know about your relationship with Robert?
We've been together for quite some time, so I just want to see if he has anything special plan. He's coming tomorrow.
Okay. Coming. Are you two guys distance away from each other?
Yes, we're, yes.
Okay. Well, Spirit's saying here, he has been thinking, he has been making plans. He's just not ready to reveal them yet, but it's coming soon. So.
Oh.
I don't know. And they're not giving me a timing. All they said was soon. Soon could be anything. And they're talking in divine timing. So that could mean, you know, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 years. It depends. But you say you guys are together a while. Are you together like 3-4 years?
We've been almost 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, because it has that 3-4 year feel to it.
Yes.
I get the feeling you're going to get good news soon. Just don't obsess over it. Don't hold on to it. Don't smother it. Just let it go. Just know that good things are coming. And I do feel he's been doing more thinking than he's been doing talking, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So my guy is saying, though, that he has, you know, I don't want to say he has talked about a committed relationship or going the next step with you. More there's a feeling of he's kind of brushed the subject or broached the subject. Not really you know, focused on it, but he has poked around, maybe so successfully ninja-like that you didn't even realize it.
He's slick.
He knows how to cover his tracks and be very stealth when he wants to be.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. But, and I think he feels that he has to be that way because you understand each other so well. He's afraid that if he thinks about something or focuses on it mentally too much, you're going to almost read his mind.
That's true.
Because this is what my guides are telling me. Like, he's afraid she's going to read, you know, his mind. So, yeah, but it looks good. And it looks like, I tell you this, I think your holidays are going to be really lovely.
Oh, great. Great. Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's
just,
a slickster.
You know,
yeah, he's slick and I'm calm. So, yeah, he is a slickster and I'm calm. So, yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Opposites do attract.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Just don't expect anything. You know, we all would do ourselves a great service if we just walk through life the way a two-year-old or a three-year-old does, and we're just like, you know, no expectation of what we're going to see, feel, hear next. Just let it hit. Just enjoy it as it comes. So.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there was a person around him named Haley. Do you see her intention, the friendship? Because I didn't like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the intro to this person. What about this person?
No, I was saying she was around him. I didn't know her intentions. Her intentions, pure. Her name is Haley. You see what type of friendship she's having with him?
Yeah, I don't get that she has any ulterior bad motives. Is he an air sign?
He's a Capricorn.
Him?
He's a Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She's an air sign.
Why, honey?
She's an air sign. She's a Libra.
She's a Libra. Okay. Well, Libra and Capricorn, they do get along quite well. But the other thing is, you know, they do form very good, deep friendships. So I don't really think, let's put it out there, I don't get that she's after him. So if that's what you're concerned about.
Okay. No. Okay, well, great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both. Have a great day. And thank you for that free massage. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller. 718, you're on the air with Winterbrook and Rose.
Hello.
Joseph?
Yes, how are you?
Good evening. I'm good,
can
how
you
are
hear
you?
Me? Because I just said I was unmuted. I didn't understand that. Anyway, I want to compliment you on your lovely show. I think it's wonderful that such material has been out there to this new generation. We don't have enough people like you guys doing the mediumship work and the psychic work. And any message would be appreciated from you or Winterbrook, about anything. I'm just open to anything. I would just love to hear you guys' wisdom and good counseling.
Okay. I know you too well. So
I know you do.
Gonna...
Well, of course. We know each other for 30-some-odd years.
You know,
oh, okay. I didn't even know. It's a friend. It's a friend
yes.
of Rose. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Winterbrook. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I heard so much about you through Rose.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to anything you want to tell me. I'm all ears.
Okay. So right off the bat, I have a woman stepping forward.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that this is your mom. Would you have a mom in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I feel that she's stepping forward. I feel that she was about 5'6" when she was here.
Maybe a little smaller, yeah.
A little shorter, okay.
Smaller, yeah.
And I feel that she... Okay. I'm asking for Deva Denschel, and all she's doing is saying, tell him I love him, tell him I love him.
Oh,
so I'm going to interpret that as she didn't always follow directions.
No, she was an Aquarian. She did her own thing.
So that was kind of, it's kind of her personality,
yes.
Evidential. She's going to do her own thing, as you said. But
yeah.
No, she said she'll play with me. She has a sister, and I feel that she has a sister with her in spirit. Would you understand that?
Actually, yeah. But she was very close with the one, the younger sister, yes. And they were always close. They were like two peas in a pod. Yes, that is accurate.
Yeah, she's with a sister in spirit.
Yeah.
I see them linked arm and arm.
That was them, two peas in a pod. My
yep.
Aunt Clara and my mother.
Super.
Yeah.
And she says, now don't you worry about
yeah.
me. She said that you used to worry about her. She's telling me you're a worrier, and that you've kind of inherited that down the family line. You have a family line of worriers.
Yes, from her.
And,
exactly. Yes, you're right on
yep,
the money.
And she,
yes.
And she's saying, haven't you figured it out yet, Joseph? She's looking at you. Now, granted, she's just as guilty as being a worrier when she was here on the physical. But now that she knows better, she's looking at you like, well, when are you going to figure it out? With a really funny expression. Do you remember Mom used to get demonstrative with her funny expressions?
Yes. Yeah.
She's
Rose,
still doing
she
that.
Jump up and down on the couch with her hands going. You know, my mother was Italian. The hand gestures, you know.
Okay, well, she's showing me a facial expression just to kind of emphasize the point. So she's like, when are you going to get it? Stop worrying. As if, you know, this is common knowledge, and she knew this when she was here, but in fact she worried, like, more than anyone, okay?
Yes, yes.
And that's the way your mom used to be, though. If she was doing something incorrectly and learned... No, this is the way you do it. She'd look at you like you had,
two heads.
two horns on your head if in fact, you suggested she didn't know the right way in the first place. That's
yeah.
the best way I can explain that to you. She wants to know when you are going to let go of a particular matter because it's giving you agita,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I'm
she
trying
said,
anyway.
But,
actually, I just did something today. I'm getting the ball rolling, trying to see if I can get it resolved one way or another. Yeah, but I leave it up to God. Let go and let God. Let go, let God, or whatever. But, I mean, I do, on the mundane level, I'm on the earth sign of Taurus. I worry about getting things done. But on the spiritual level, I know better. I've been in this work all my life, over 60-some-odd years. So I know all the, ins and outs of the keys, but... human nature takes over, as you said, and you're on the money. It's hereditary. I inherited her worry. What am I going to do with this house? How am I going to get this done? How am I going to get this fixed? The
right.
place is crumbling all around me. But it will be
resolved. Like
I know that.
Well, Mom,
but he is a worrywart.
Yes.
Yeah, that came through from his mom.
Yes,
Mom is saying, let it go, because she wants to see you put your energy and focus on other areas of your life.
Which I've been doing, yes. You're correct.
Because while you're leaving your energy attached to that other situation, okay, you're not putting 100% into the new opportunities, and I'm seeing gifts, all right? I'm seeing wrapped presents coming down a conveyor belt.
Yeah,
like,
well,
they,
I hope they're coming through.
Breathe,
I'm always
though,
getting out.
Listen.
I just said I bought a bunch of baby clothes for my great
coming.
Okay, Joseph, listen. The presence could be metaphorical, doesn't necessarily mean a monetary or physical object. But listen to me, Mom is saying, and she said you have a tendency to talk a lot, just okay? if you keep your attention on you're beating a dead horse, I forget what that saying is, and you're not using that, you're just out of reach of some wonderful opportunities and gifts, and all you have to do is let go of that anchor of a situation. Just let it go and pull your energy out of it so that you can propel yourself a little bit forward and receive what the universe is trying to bring to you. Do you understand? Listen to your mama.
I certainly will. I didn't much in life, and when I didn't, I always got in trouble. But, yes, when I did listen
remember
to
that.
Yes.
All right, so I want to leave your mom with you. Know
thank
that
you
she's
so
watching
much,
over
thank
you.
Thank you so much. God
and
bless
she
you
loves
and Rose
you.
And your wonderful gift.
All right,
have a great night, Joseph. Thank you for calling. Okay, well, I guess his mom was right. He does talk a lot.
Hey, listen, We're almost out of time, but something, well, we didn't get, I'll have to save it for next month. I have all these great reasons I wrote up about why you should incorporate meditation into your life, including
Rose aging. Oh, you
know what?
So I had a list of them, and I was going to say, okay, so this is why we should meditate.
All right, and one of them is it slows aging and it increases gray matter in your brain. It creates brain cells and longer tentacles or something, which my daughter, the neuroscience, would understand. But anyway, before we end the show, most important, I heard from this little bird, tweet tweet, that tomorrow is a somebody special's birthday. So I want to wish you a happy birthday, Rose, from me and all the listeners.
Thank you, somebody. You noticed a dead silence. Birthday? Whose birthday? What?
Well, it only comes once a year, so let's rejoice and celebrate.
Yeah, thank you so much. And at the rate I'm going, maybe we could slow it down to once every 5 years. But
meditate.
As a friend of mine would say, an old boss of mine, an attorney would say, it's better than the alternative, and I agree with him.
Heard that from the funeral director. He said it's better to be over the hill than under it.
Than under it, right. So, yeah, it's better to be, and, you know, I'm not proud. Tomorrow's my 60th. It's a big one.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. So, I'm
well,
catching up
birthday.
To Joseph. Thank you so much. And it's been a great year. I mean, just the fact that we're doing this show together and we are hooked up and we're friends and we're, you know, working together and dealing together. It's a beautiful thing. I am so grateful for the gift of you, Winterbrook, in my life this year. And,
thank you. That goes both ways, dear.
Even though
she told me, everyone, you know what she said to me? She spent 35 years trying to get away from lawyers because she worked as a paralegal for a law firm. And what did she end up doing?
Years trying to get away from them. I'm like,
trying to get away from lawyers. And she ends up doing a metaphysical reading show with a lawyer who's also a psychic medium. So there you go.
As I always advise people, because people try and figure out the what, why, where, and I keep telling them, don't ask the why question. There's no logic, reason, or anything to it, because the universe does have a kind of sick, twisted sense of humor. Here I am praying, please, God, don't make me go back to the lawyers. No more lawyers. No more lawyers. Okay, fine. So my wishes were granted. I'm now doing my psychic mediumship work and healing work, and my partner on my radio show is a lawyer. So the universe wins. So thank you all for listening. It was a pleasure having you here with us this evening. And we'll be back next week. And next week, we are doing chakras.
101.
We have seven chakras. So we're doing, the first three or four and
yes.
The following week, we'll do the remaining ones. So the next 2 weeks are going to be chakra-related discussion. So join us, definitely. Thank you all for calling. Chat people in the chat room, thank you so much for hanging out and listening to us tonight. And everybody have a great weekend.
And stay safe in the South.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.